You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
Thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio this morning. He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, also on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. 10 minutes away, the no-huddle AFC edition, and it's going to be as stacked as the AFC will do that in about 10 minutes. But, Jay, we love money. We enjoy money. We want to have as much of it as we possibly can for our kids' futures, our family's futures.
Keep
to be ticket.
Oh, okay, I like the direction you're going. I have like no idea where we're going, okay, but I like it.
But anytime, like I say, I've always said it, like my boy Q Myers in Las Vegas, money is undefeated. And as long as it's going to be undefeated, I want to be in the undefeated train when it comes to money.
Bring him back to the dice tables.
Oh, man. What's the best dice table story that you have, real quick, when it comes to money? Oh, that you can share. I saw the look on your face. I was like, oh, okay, boy, this ought to be good. You can actually share when it comes to money.
Staying at the Wynn Hotel.
All right.
We were driving back to L.A. early in the morning, like 5 a.m.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So only slept like 2 hours. And literally, like, I love craps, man. Like, that is my game. I could be at a craps table
really
for hours.
Okay.
Like, just playing all different types of numbers. The energy of the table.
Come on, talk
I go
to
and I find the right table, right? And I try to manifest the energy. If you're a craps player out there, you know what I'm talking about.
All right.
So I did well. I think I made a couple of thousand, right?
Okay, that's more than well.
I made a couple of thousand on it.
Yeah.
And was literally had a long night, okay? Long night with some friends. And we were all driving back to LA and we were leaving like around 4:45 in the morning. And as I was going out, I was like, look, man, I'm just, you know, Vegas always gets me. Screw it. I'm gonna let it fly.
Okay.
Black.
All right.
Black. Put it on black. Hits. I said, okay, screw it. Now I'm not in the right state of mind. Hits. Right? I'm like, run it back. Put it on black again.
Uh-huh.
Hits again. Now I went from 2 to 4 to 8.
Okay. All right now.
Do it again. The guy's like, are you sure? I'm like, put it on red. Hits. 16. I'm doubling my money. I say, you know what? I don't care. Let it keep going. Put it back on black. Hits again. 32. I ran it 2 more times.
What?
2 more times. Do the math. I walked away. I hit him over the head for like $128. And
what?
When I tell you, Alan Yates, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life.
Uh-huh.
I literally hit it like 6 times in a row. And I literally walked away saying, I'm never going back to Vegas again.
You don't have
granted,
to.
Granted, I did.
Of course you
but like,
do.
But it's what I started off with. So I hit it hard. Man. So that was.
Well, what was the numbers again?
What was the numbers again?
Say the numbers again.
Look at how he must write them down.
Uh-huh. 4, uh-huh. 8, uh-huh. 16, uh-huh. 32,
okay.
64.
Do. 4 to 5, 4 to 7. Say no, all jokes aside, though.
Uh-huh. Man,
black
that's impressive.
Four,
yeah. Yeah, hell
black
yeah.
4 comes out. Almost every time I touch a roulette table.
Okay.
So I tell people, play black 4 and play 18 because them joints come.
Wow.
And they come.
But not like that.
Nah,
just
nah,
hit it.
That, not like that. That's like otherworldly.
That's like hitting lucky ladies.
That's what I'm saying. Woo. Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen anybody hit lucky ladies?
No.
I've
not even heard about that.
I've
Seriously.
Seen somebody hit lucky ladies twice when a blackjack.
Twice?
Hit.
Twice?
And it
really?
Made me throw up.
Well, why? You should be celebrating that person.
Because
don't hate
I
on
told
them.
My friend to play Lucky Ladies, and he didn't, and he got dealt Lucky Ladies, and we didn't win the money.
That's on your. That's
if
on
you
your friend.
You dealt two queens on a blackjack table. That, you played Lucky Ladies.
That's
it's
your friend.
It's like 500 to 1.
500 to 1. Yeah.
And he didn't play. He got the first. Freddie. He got dealt the first queen of hearts, and I'm jumping around like, oh my god,
uh-huh.
Here it comes, bro.
Yeah. Because
it's the end of the shoe.
Right.
So I'm thinking it has to come now. He gets that joint. I'm running up and down the casino hallway in Harrah's, like, oh,
wow.
Pay my man the money, stop everything.
Okay, well,
Came back, didn't win it.
But put it this way. So now you know how it feels to be like that big baller. What Jay Will said, that your friend had a chance to be a big baller, because there's a dude out there that could get $776 million. He's like Jay Williams to the 250th power, and he may not want it when it comes to Kylian Mbappe, who was basically thinking about turning down a deal from the Saudi Arabian company, the same one that runs Live Golf.
Why?
Nuno, our producer, told me this before the show got started. They are investing $17 billion in a new soccer league. They want anybody who is somebody to join their soccer league. And they look at killing Mbappe from the French national team, from PSG, and they're saying, look, we'll pay the $332 million fee to get you. And on top of that, we'll give you $776 million. You add that all up, it is like Jay Will at the craps table to the 250th power. And he's like, you know what? I don't think I'll take that money, because he's waiting to go to Real Madrid, where it's not going to cost an exit fee, and he gets a signing bonus that may not be anywhere near $776 million. What kind of stones do you have to say, that's $776 million? Nah, I'm good. I'm going to wait a year and not get anywhere near that when it comes to Kylian Mbappe, one of the best soccer players in the world, not joining the Saudi Arabian league that's committing $17 billion for a new soccer
league. I'm not going into politics. There's a lot of politics in a lot of different places in this world.
Stay sports here at times.
If I'm looking at it, though, if I'm Mbappe, and I'm sitting there saying, okay, I have another year left on my contract. Let me go make a quick 770. How much 776?
$776 million.
Let me go make a quick $776 million for 1 year.
I can't believe you put really quick at $776 million in the same sentence
for 1 year.
It's true.
1 year. Let me go rack up $776 million for 1 year, and then I'll go to Real Madrid. Then I'll go to Real Madrid.
Uh huh.
Now I can't knock somebody that has principle that wants to stand on their principle.
Me neither.
I can't knock that.
Also, don't knock people that have a chance to get life-changing money either.
But there's a lot of entities in the world that pay people a lot of money, and everybody has an individual choice. Mm. I don't knock Kylian for his choice, but man, you don't got to ask me twice. Now, I guess a lot of this is the marketing collateral that they would like to utilize him for.
Absolutely.
Him being an ambassador.
And maybe he doesn't want to rock with that.
International, you know, point of view on Kylian Mbappe moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it seems like his, you know, track record is so clean and you love him and he represents everything great about the game, and how that can, I guess, parse people and his reputation.
Right.
At the end of the day. That's a lot of money to turn down.
Yeah, because Al, by the way, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Al Hilal has made a record $332 million bid for Kylian Mbappe. They did that on Monday. And by the way, Cristiano Ronaldo is already playing as a part of that. They have made an offer to Leo Messi, and he says, no, I'm good. He's out to go to MLS. Think I can make $60 million a year. I got enough money. I don't need to be a
Christian
part of
Ronaldo,
this.
Ronaldo, I mean, reportedly for $214 million mm-hmm. annually for 2.5
annually
years.
Annually for 2.5 years.
Annually.
Yeah.
Not like a two-year $214.5 million
right.
deal.
Right.
Like $214 annually yeah. for 2.5.
He literally makes $10 million less than the salary cap for every NFL team.
Oh, my God.
So think about that. He literally makes $10 million less than the average salary cap for every NFL team. If Mbappe takes this deal, he would be making more than three times the salary cap for every NFL team if they join with this Saudi Arabian league that's committed $17 billion.
Yeah, so part of that is these contracts do have that built in, right? Like you have to be an ambassador for the country and mm-hmm. things of that nature. Pretty much sell your soul.
And Mbappe doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, like there's little things, and I saw there was a report, I think one of the French outlets, that he's scheduled to get a $60 million loyalty bonus from PSG August 1st if he's on their roster, right? So he's getting that. So, like, mm-hmm. it's like he's still getting a ridiculous type of money. And it's just, you know, I think it's a fascinating conversation about the private fund that, you know, that bought Liv. And
exactly.
They just,
right.
So, like, they just actually invested in their top four teams in that league. They also own Newcastle. And I know it's a contentious point in England where
mm-hmm.
this whole little trick where they can go to Saudi Arabia, play there for 6 months, in January all of a sudden be loaned out to Newcastle. And help them. So there's a lot of these things that are just, you know, that people are worried about. But eventually, and I know Giannis talked about he would head over there. Draymond was talking about, I don't think the ink's dried yet. I'm like, it'll be fascinating. And I know that to see when they, like, how do they enter the U.S. market? Right?
Because that's where their alignment is going to be. They want to do that because this is the biggest sports leagues in the country. A lot of money being made here, but we talk about money being undefeated. Oil apparently is more undefeated than money.
But Freddie, it's not just sports. It's the purity of football. Like, and Nuno, I guess I would ask you, because you're a diehard football fan. Who's your team, by the way?
Well, I root for Benfica, which is a Portuguese team.
Portuguese team? Yes. Okay. See, you didn't think I knew that, did you? So there.
But the purity of football, like as a purist of football, right? Like, how do you feel about this whole like engagement and what's happening? Do you care as much?
I care because it impacts like the smaller leagues, right? Like for smaller me, markets, right? Yeah. Like so, like Benfica has been one of the best teams in the world to actually to game the system in terms of you find younger players, you train them up, and then you sell them for a ridiculous amount of money. But it does, the British media crying, being hypocritical about like all of this type of money is ruining the game.
Right.
You guys have done it. It becomes where it's literally EPL, and then there's a couple teams in each league that have the bandwidth or the financial power to compete.
Right.
Like I don't get it. Like it sucks, and like, but at the same time, I'm not. Like, I realize that, like, this is the new step, right? Like, this money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been there, right? PSG is owned by Qatar. Like, right. So they have that money.
Put it this way. It's the same thing, for example, Russian mob money created the Russian Hockey League.
Let's call it as it.
There are plenty of soccer, and Nuno, you can back me up with this. There are plenty of soccer teams that are founded by mafia money in Europe when it comes to that. So this is a different kind of sports mafia based on Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He's trying to do all of this because he knows they have an endless supply of oil. He's basically creating this league to provide new jobs and opportunities for the youth of Saudi Arabia. There's always an end game when somebody has that kind of stroke.
I mean, it just feels like everybody's hypocrites in their certain way, right? It's
Hell,
not to go through the list of things that we do on a day-to-day basis of, you know, technology and things that we engage with, right? And then we want to chastise other groups. It's at the end of the day, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Come on.
$776 million. And Bobby says, you know what? That may not be enough for me to sell my soul.
I respect that. I completely respect that.
Yeah, but if somebody wants to take that money, I clearly understand why. If you want to sell your soul, but know what you're getting into. When someone wants to pay you that kind of money, they literally own your behind. Lock, stock, and barrel. Whether you like it or not. Mm. Just putting it out there.
That sounds aggressive.
Yep. Well,
that sounds aggressive and scary.
$776 million is a lot more aggressive and scary than what I just said.
You could be aggressive and scare me all day long for $776 million.
I knew it would come back to that. And I understand why when it comes to that. He is Jay Williams. Hit him on social media, Real Jay Williams. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on social media at Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. We got some breaking news, and if you're a fan of this football team, you are going to be ecstatic. Keep it here on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is ESPN Radio.
So it wasn't that long ago that a certain guy who shall remain nameless, Jay Williams, was at a benefit golf tournament with Saquon Barkley of the New York Giants. And believe me, there was a lot of that contention going back and forth and everything. And Jay will respect it. Saquon not saying anything. Saquon played the perfect part. But it was very interesting when you were around him with all that going on and not knowing exactly where was going to land, what was going to happen, would he miss week one, would he sit out the season. You and I didn't believe that he was going to do that. Well, apparently the New York Giants, they have some news regarding Saquon Barkley. According to Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, she has confirmed that the New York Giants have signed Saquon Barkley to a one-year deal that could be worth up to $11 million with incentives. He gets a $2 million signing bonus, not the multi-year deal he was hoping for, but both parties agree this is a good outcome. So Saquon Barkley will not be missing camp. He will not be missing the season. He'll be there week one. He'll be there day one for the New York Giants in training camp.
So you would have to assume that they probably negotiated that they wouldn't be able to tag him next year, probably, right?
I mean, because that's a fair point. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you would just think through, like, from everything that I've heard about the situation, is that that relationship between Saquon and the upper brass was not in a great place.
Yeah.
And I said it last week, Freddie. I literally left the conversation thinking to myself, I don't think Saquon's going to be a Giant after next year. You know, unless the New York Giants buy in a big way, but I mean, he has a one-year deal now to prove it. But I still think it feels like a slap in the face for him to have all of a sudden now a one-year deal to prove it after he proved a lot last year.
Absolutely, because it goes back to what we have said, what you said, what I've said, in terms of Daniel Jones didn't have to beg, borrow, or steal to get $82 million in guaranteed money between this year and next year. And they literally put Saquon Barkley through a little bit of a ringer for a one-year deal, $11 million.
A public ringer, though.
That is,
I mean, there was a lot of stuff
true.
That leaked.
That is
stating
true.
That he was not the type of leader,
that is very
that he
true.
Was greedy, that he was selfish.
Yep.
And I am telling people from hearing him talk, that rubbed him the wrong way.
As
because if
should.
You know anything about Saquon, that's not how he holds himself. I mean, damn, I was sitting in a golf cart with a guy for 5.5-6 hours, and still I saw him working through and processing what he was saying to me because he's deliberate in how he delivers. You know, he's thoughtful in the whole thing.
Even,
so,
yeah.
And that was a huge kick in the stomach to him.
Yeah, well, right now that money kind of will solve that wound a little bit. Saquon Barkley, according to Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, confirming that these two, the Giants and Saquon Barkley, agreed to a deal, one-year deal, $11 million, and a $2 million signing bonus. We mentioned Kimberly A. Martin, and she joins us now. Hit her on Twitter, at by Kimberly A. Well, Kimberly, the first question we have for you after confirming this news is, do we know if there are any provisions in the deal where the New York Giants can't tag Saquon Barkley next year?
That I don't know. This is literally happening as we speak. So clearly we'll be reporting on this more today. But what the wild thing is that we all thought, okay, this could end badly with Saquon and the Giants. So today, as much as this is not as much money as he had wanted, as much as both sides tried and they seem to fail to come up with a multi-year compromise. For right now, if you're a Giants fan, today is a good day, man, because you at least know that Saquon, and to Jay's point, Saquon, a guy who has always been the dutiful soldier, so to speak, who has always done things the right way. When we talk about how players should comport themselves, he has always been a professional, and he has, from the beginning, since he joined the Giants, through the lean years, literally has been the offense and been the heart and soul of this team. So for him to just have the reassurance for Giants fans to know that Saquon will be there, which is where he wants to be. They wanted him. This is a good thing. It's a good compromise. It's not as much money as he was hoping for, but at least both sides can remain together for this year.
Kimberly, you're exactly right. It is great news for Giants fan. I am a Giants fan. I am happy, even though both Freddie and I talked about pretty much thought that he would come back and play for $10.1 million. It's still a lot of money to leave on the table if that was the offer that was obviously they've struck a new offer now. What do you think this means for him long term in that relationship? Or what do you think needs to occur throughout the course of this year for a guy like Saquon to remain part of the Giants moving forward?
You know what's interesting? When I think about Saquon and the Giants, I think of a married couple that is frustrated. They have harbored resentments, but they still want to be together. Like, they still go to bed at night. They go to bed angry, but they're still going to bed, right? Together. Whereas Josh Jacobs not coming home. Like,
no.
Josh Jacobs clearly is not happy in his marriage and does not want to be there. So that's the difference in these situations. And that's why the fact that the Saquon situation dragged out for so long was disheartening because they both said, we want him. And he says, I want to be with you too. I don't know. I think this is a good step. I don't think you just completely erase those hard feelings, because at the end of the day, as you guys talked about right before I came on, Daniel Jones didn't have to do anything but throw 15 touchdowns and get 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at Saquon, who John Mara has called the heart and soul of this team. Every week I would talk to Dable whenever I had a game. We'd talk, and he'd say, you know what? We're not really going to change much. People know what we're going to do. We're going to give it to Saquon, right? So Saquon understands that despite my value and my production and being the face of this franchise, let's get it twisted, it is not Daniel Jones. It is Saquon Barkley is the face of this franchise. I don't know how you completely erase all of those feelings of frustration when the girl you like doesn't like you as much as you like her. And money talks, right? But I think Saquon is only, how do I phrase this? He's more valuable to the Giants than he is anywhere else. That's the reality.
No doubt.
So the fact that he remains a Giant, at least for this year, and you know he's going to want to ball out. You know, Jay, you know your boy, he's going to want to ball out from jump, from the injuries, from everything. Talking to Saquon last year, going through games, like covering the Giants, like it's clear he wants to be that guy. So now he's back. Now we'll see what the Giants can do. Now this makes them, now it's like, okay, if Daniel Jones could throw a little bit more of the 50 touchdowns, this could be a team that gives people trouble in the NFC East.
Yeah, real quick, 30 seconds left. Because Kimberly, we know we have to go and
go find Sports out Center.
More. Yeah, exactly. 30 seconds left. You mentioned Josh Jacobs. How much does this deal kind of maybe set the market a little bit for him with the Raiders, even though it's not the same situation?
Honestly, Freddie, I think Josh Jacobs has made it clear he does not want to be there. So unless Josh McDaniels, unless the front office comes around and says, hey, all right, we'll follow suit and do what the Giants did. We'll have this stopgap. I hope they do, because I can't imagine why you'd want to let the leading rusher from last year just walk out the door or have any sort of friction in that building. You need Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, no doubt. Kimberly, great stuff as always, my friend. Confirming this report that Saquon Barkley, the Giants, agreeing to a one-year deal, $11 million, including a $2 million signing bonus. Great follow on Twitter by Kimberly A. Bye, Kimberly. We'll talk to you soon.
Great job, Kimberly.
Absolutely great stuff by Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck in the Seaport on Pier 17. We're going to talk about what this really means for the Giants, not just having Saquon Barkley, but for their fortunes in their division and in the NFC. With Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
So there will be no holdout. There'll be no missing the season.
Well, there'll be no holdout with Saquon.
That's what I'm talking about, Saquon. That's where I was going.
Okay,
yeah. But
okay.
It's okay.
Right. Well, I'm still thinking Josh Jacobs. Like, I'm still Jacobs.
No, he
like, just leaving Vegas. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, he pulled a Nicolas Cage. He's leaving Las Vegas. Ooh. He's not, who knows when he's coming back. Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman together, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Weighing at 888 say ESPN. 888-729-3776. Weigh in about Saquon Barkley and the New York Giants agreeing to a new one-year deal worth up to $11 million. He gets a $2 million signing bonus. He will be coming in and will be at training camp. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. As the NFL Network first reported this agreement, then Kimberly A. Martin of ESPN and also Jordan Renan, ESPN Giants reporter, confirmed it, that Saquon Barkley confirming that a one-year deal, $11 million, $2 million signing bonus. Let us know what you think about that at 888-729-3776 because DES 10E says, these players got to stop giving these teams 100% when they don't get the same respect and effort from said teams. You want to disagree, but you can't, can you?
No, I don't want to disagree. I mean, it's at the end of the day, though, I keep coming back to the CBA. And it's these monumental moments that I remember as an NBA player having a vet explain to me that, you know, we have to foresee challenges and we have to address and understand where the power lies. Because once we ink this deal,
yeah,
the power lies with the owners. We can't hold them accountable because it's their job to find loopholes within the system, to scheme it, to give their teams the best bites at multiple apples. You know what I mean?
Right. I hear you.
So it's hard because, as I want to say, players don't get it, but we had moments to address these certain things, and we chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't even get me started on the NBA CBA. I mean, there's a lot of challenges that come along with that as well.
And they're better off than the NFL players.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, it's about where is their leverage and how are you fighting for that leverage? It comes back to that for me, Freddie.
It's 100% on point by what you just said. But here's something else to that. The Giants knew that Saquon Barkley, that loyalty was going to pay off for them. He was not going to leave his dues behind. This goes beyond being loyal to the organization, being loyal to the Maras, coaches, general manager. This has nothing to do with that. Saquon Barkley did not want to leave his guys out because he knows how valuable he is to that team. He knows, as Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, told us not even 10 minutes ago, that the Maras have told him he's the heart and soul of that team. That was their way of saying that, man, if you're not here for your teammates, you might be letting them down.
They played
the guilt role. And Saquon Barkley said, you know, I'm not going to leave my guys out like that. I'm not going to do that. If that means I get $11 million for 1 year, I'm going to ball out. Whether they pay me or not, so be it. But he was going to be loyal to the guys he plays with, not the team, in my opinion, that he plays for.
Well, that's exactly the point. So it's like, okay, it also has to do with circumstances. So if I'm watching what's happening around the league to my position, right, that it's undervalued, and I'm watching how hot of a topic this is right now, discussed by everybody.
Absolutely.
The realization is that there's a cap for a guy like me to make. But the caveat is, similar to Austin Eckler, okay, cool. I'll sign for this, and then I'm going to hit somebody over the head. It's not going to be you. So
you think he's done after this year,
no matter what happens? I think if he can have another breakout season, and you start to double and triple down on the fact that he is the engine that allows Daniel Jones to be everything, then all of a sudden I think you have the Giants right where you want them. And then it's like, okay, you don't want to pay me, somebody else is going to pay me because I'm a dual back. Catch the ball out of the backfield.
Absolutely.
What do we value now, Freddie? Like, people like Derrick Henry were saying, even though he's an absolute beast, okay, like, is he's not really catching the ball out of the backfield the way a Christian McCaffrey, a Saquon Barkley, mm-hmm. a Josh Jacobs can.
I hear you.
So then I think if he's able to get through this season not being injured and having another stellar season, oh, somebody's going to pay him big bucks. You don't think Buffalo? Looking at a guy, if you're Buffalo or if you're the Giants, the value's there. Mm-hmm. You don't think that's long term? You don't think a team like Buffalo is going to say, why can't I get, I need a guy like that.
Right.
I need a guy like Josh Jacobs.
And he's worth the price.
That's what I'm saying.
Look at your quarterback. This way, your quarterback and Josh Allen's not the best running back in your football team because that'll work in the regular season. It doesn't work in the playoffs. You need your quarterback to make throws and not be beaten up no matter how big and strong Josh Allen has shown to be with the Buffalo Bills. Plenty of people want to weigh in on this at 888-729-3776, like David in North Carolina. David, what you got to say?
Well, first off, I just wanted to weigh in on Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good one-year deal for him to make it through this year so he can show his worth. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried about the running back market as a whole because you're showing, you know, these kids in high school in middle school that are playing football, it's not worth it to play the running back position anymore if, you know, one day I'm going to make it as far as I can and I'm not going to get paid. I'm just going to switch to receiver or DB because those guys are getting all the money, when the running back position has almost as many duties as any other skill position on the field, if not more. They have to pass protect. They have to slide. They have to have their slide protection in their coverages. They catch the ball. They run the ball. They pretty much do everything but throw the ball. And, heck, even some trick plays, they do that. So I want you to tell me what you guys think about the future of the running back position, to be honest.
Well, I don't think you're wrong. I think you're going to see a lot of kids in high school go – we were talking to Keyshawn and other, you know, NFL stars about this over the last, you know, several days, is that it's dual backs now. You know, all these young kids, it's about catching the ball out of the backfield and having the running ability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you're looking at a guy like Christian McCaffrey as being like what young kids are going to emulate. We see this a lot in basketball, right? Like, what happened to the typical point guard position? There is no more point guard position.
The scoring guards now.
Right? It's like you have to be a scoring guard. You have to be a defender unless you're a prolific scorer like a Trae Young. So I think similar, but granted, the value, I'm not equating the value because the value in basketball and this position in particular are drastically different.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm just saying as it relates to, like, the terminology that we're using around, like, hey, this type of player, like, the game evolves. And as we're evolving to a more pass-friendly type league that emphasizes offense, yes, it's critical, but until that CBA gets addressed again, you need to explore the bandwidth of the skill set of that position now.
Spot on with that one. Victor in Syracuse, my friend, what do you got to say?
I got to say that I think you guys are crazy. And why I'm talking about that is you're fighting economics. The running back
position, how are we crazy?
That's what I want to know. We want to know that.
The running back position is devalued. People saying it's going to get addressed in the collective bargaining agreement. It's just, I work in a factory. The guy who's the best on the floor gets paid more than the guy who isn't as good on the floor. And there's a reason for that. It's economics. It does not make sense to pay a running back. Guys, first of all, Saquon Barkley's getting $11 million. After he pays his agent, he's still going to make $5 million. I'm going to work my whole life. I won't make that money and that much money and take home pay.
Yeah, but one has nothing to do with the other.
Victor, you can't compare what you do for a living compared to a professional athlete. So you can miss us with that one. What else you got?
I'm sorry. What was your question?
I said, no, you can miss us with that. So what else you got? Because what you do for a living, you can't compare to what an entertainer does or what a sports star does. They're going to make more money because that's what the economics determine in terms of how much money you make for the team. So you can miss us with that one. But what else you got?
But my point is that people are saying, I've been listening to a lot of sports radio the last couple of weeks, that the running back position has been devalued. It has. The game evolved. I just heard you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And people shouldn't cry about it. It's just the way life works. And people got to get used to it.
But, yeah. Victor, that's what I just said, brother.
Yeah. We agree with you on just that,
said
one, Victor.
That. I just said that. We're actually in agreement.
We're family, Victor.
We're in agreement, Vic. I'm saying that the game has evolved and the skill position, even though there's a lot of things in the trenches that are valued, it is ultimately getting devalued. Yeah. That's why you need to see the skill set pretty much expand.
Yeah. Victor, we're with you, brother.
We understand. I think Vic's just mad.
That's why I tell people all the time, you can't compare what you do with somebody else that is in a different financial bracket when it comes to their teams. Whatever company you work for is not worth multi-billion dollars compared to NFL franchises or NBA franchise or Major League Baseball franchise. It's a different relative level that they're dealing with. And nobody's crying for running backs.
But actually, it's interesting that you say that, though, because a lot of people are working for multi-billion-dollar companies, right? But they don't have a seat at the table the way stars
absolutely
do. And but to Vic's point, and to like a bigger point overall, it does feel like running backs are being made like they're more the normal everyday workers, right?
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like normal everyday, like people when people like go to factories, people go to work, right? It's like where, oh okay, oh you don't like this? We'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
There is that correlation to a degree.
To a degree.
It feels like you're very replaceable.
You can slide me on that one.
I'll give you a little bit. I get that the economics are very differently. I understand that. But it does feel like for that particular position.
I was able to slide with you and Victor in Syracuse on that one. I hear that one. But when people try to do that, I'm like, hold on a second. what you do for a living compared to somebody else in terms of that relativity, that theory of relativity. I get what they're trying to say. I guess because that's so much in a different galaxy when it comes to pro athletes that it doesn't measure up with the common man who are doing a lot harder work relative to what they do for a living or what they're going to do for a living, what they want to do for a living, as far as that goes. Keep weighing in on this. Yeah, but you did slide me that way in terms of Victor's point, kind of the correlation. Yeah, I'm with you guys on that one based on the way that you explained it, trampolining off of Victor's point. Keep weighing in on this. Saquon Barkley has reported to camp. But what's next for him and the New York Giants? We'll give our say, and you can have your say at 888-729-3776. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio with Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman, also on the ESPN app and Sirius XM Channel 80 and ESPNU.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Mornings on ESPN Radio.
The New York Giants have signed Saquon Barkley to a one-year deal that could be worth up to $11 million with incentives.
Saquon is more valuable to the Giants than he is anywhere else.
It feels like a slap in the face for him to have all of a sudden now a one-year deal to prove it after he proved a lot.
So what now for the New York Giants and Saquon Barkley? Now that they agreed to a one-year deal, $11 million, $2 million signing bonus.
Run, New York.
He's going to report to camp. So we'll talk about what's next, and you can join the chat. He's Jay Williams and Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also ESPNU.
Freddie,
we'll take your calls at 888-729-3776.
Right off the bat, I just got to say this.
Have at it.
From a person that is infatuated with business.
Okay.
Like, I love business. I mean, I love to understand the nuances. I love to understand the details of everything around sports business in general. Can't be mad at Joe Shane here.
Or the Giants GM?
Can't be mad at him, right? Mm-hmm. This is a business, and at the end of the day, right, it's like, well, okay, there's injury history here, and as much as I want to fight for Saquon to get what his value is, and he is undervalued, from the Giants' perspective, you got him on a deal. And now, I don't know where that relationship is, but having another year to work on that relationship goes a long way, okay? So you bought yourself another year, and by the way, you're in a position to see, let's see how his body holds up. Let's see if the value is what he thinks it is. And if it is, and Daniel Jones continues to, you know, expand his level of play and play better, okay, now we can talk. Now we can maybe find a sweet spot. But that is a sweet spot that Joe Shane has due to the marketplace overall with running backs, due to the superstar power of a guy like Saquon Barkley and the loyalty that you may mention of, right? Utilizing that against him. This is a negotiation. Now, it depends upon what side of the negotiation you're on sometimes, whether you like it.
Absolutely.
But it's about finding that middle ground. So Saquon got that $2 million signing bonus. He got a little bit of his cut in there.
Yes, he did.
Not all the way what he wanted, but it's a lot of what he wanted.
Yeah.
And now, if you're the Giants, now it's time to prove it.
I'm going to say something about what you said about middle ground after we hear from Tom in Virginia at 888-729-3776. Saquon Barkley reporting to camp. one-year deal, $11 million, $2 million in terms of a signing bonus. He will be there in training camp. Tom in the great state of Virginia, what you got, my friend?
Yeah, first off, I just want to say I think Saquon is great. Don't dispute that. Awesome player, great for the Giants. Certainly should be able to try to get what he deserves. But at the end of the day, it's not about leaving his teammates behind. He signed the deal because he was going to miss out on $11 million, and he couldn't make that up if he sat out a season and came back and signed with another team for 3 or 4 years. So it's about him making sure he gets his bag and not about his teammates.
Tom, number one, you're right. Number two, it leads me to what I was going to say when you mentioned middle ground. The middle ground for NFL players, the middle ground for any player negotiating with a team is not the same. They have their middle ground, what they want to pay you. You can have your middle ground, what you want, but that middle ground is not going to be anywhere near. It's different in the NBA. That's a player's league. It's different in Major League Baseball, guaranteed contracts. But in the NFL, especially at that position, any position that's not a quarterback position in the NFL, that middle ground is markedly different when it comes to exactly what that is supposed to look like when it comes to negotiations. Prime example, look at Devin White. And Adam Schefter just put this out there. Buccaneers linebacker wanted to be traded this offseason, hoping for a contract extension that did not materialize. Guess what he's doing? He's reporting to training camp today with the rest of his veteran teammates. He wanted a different middle ground that the team was not going to come to his liking. It's the same situation, in my opinion, based on what you said and Tom of Virginia said about middle ground and Saquon Barkley and the politics of negotiation and dancing when it comes to that, especially with running backs in the NFL.
I mean, come on, Damian Lillard.
There you go.
I mean, you don't think he's going to show up to training camp? With the amount of money he's set to earn. So, like, there does become this whole thing, right, where you can bet on, hey, look, you are earning generational-type money. So, if I understand your character, that character plays a part in the negotiation.
Absolutely.
It does.
Yeah, so, like, Buda Baker wanted to be traded from the Cardinals, but he's showing up. The only one, and it's costing him, right, is Chris Jones.
Who, $50K a day.
$50K. And, oh, by the way, when they signed the new CBA, it's in there where the teams can't waive those fines anymore. So he's eating that 50 grand, but he on principle because he wants a new contract and he feels underpaid. Like, that's someone who you're just like, all right, I get it.
But see, it depends. To what point are you willing to go to where it hurts you to prove your point? Well, right? So, like,
now that's
the question. You can't look at Chris Jones and say, you didn't put your money where your mouth was. Right? Like, if you're going to bet on yourself now, okay, I'm going to eat 50 stacks a day. My mom earned 50 grand a year as a teacher. Which is a whole other conversation. I don't want to go down that path. 50 grand a year as a teacher. He is losing that per day. But he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. Yeah. Oh, I know my value. Let's see. I mean, now it's a calculated risk. That's every day.
What must that be like to be in that position?
Oh, my goodness.
It's like you and I were on the same bind.
Yeah, at the same time.
It must be wonderful to have that. So, you know what? I can go into this. I can lose 50 stacks a day, but I know I'm going to get what I want either from that team or any other team, and I'm going to get that money back. I'll lose out on money now, but I know those 50 stacks I'm losing out on,
so, I mean,
I'm going to make that back.
14 days ends up being 700,000 stacks. That's 2 weeks. 700K. Don't let me the whole trade. Let it be a month. $1.4 million.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And think about this. Here's something else when it comes to money. Because if anything, that money is probably going to go with athletes now because of the writer's strike that's going on. What are people going to need on TV? Something that's live and new and not being a rerun.
Unscripted.
Unscripted
content is higher than ever right now.
Sports are the best reality show around.
I mean, I found myself watching Quarterback with what Kirk Cousins was going to wear to a game. I'm like, this is what I'm doing?
Gosh dang it.
This is where I'm at?
Son of a dang it.
This is what the content market is like.
And you know what? The more people want it, the more people that live sports will give it to them.
Yes.
End of story. And if you're Saquon Barkley and anybody out there, if you don't realize that about your earning power, then you have not been paying attention.
In a random note, though, I felt myself becoming a fan of Kirk Cousins, and I felt myself looking at Patrick Mahomes a little bit differently after Quarterback.
Well, we'll get into that, and also the running back situation that we're not fans of anymore. That's next.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.